listener production.
This episode is dedicated to a mate of ours, Herdy. He was larger than life and always said the podcast made him feel like he was back at home with his mates.
That makes us feel really special.
You'll be missed, bud.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to me standby, Hamish.
Ready and waiting, sir, as always. Heck, it's what I get paid to do.
Ahoy to me tender, Jacko. Any ideas?
Who's better hard. Here?
Yeah.
Tender sounds better than stand in this time. Maybe I've got a better position.
No, not stand in. Whoa.
Stand by.
Easy tender. So I'm a standby. Not a stand in.
I won't give away what it is, but the tender is entry level.
Yep.
We're required to perform maintenance and support us, Haim, you and I, with equipment as he develops the skills
to become one day a standby.
So I've got
I think it's something. We are nautical, Ando.
It's to do with the water.
Yep.
We are all tethered.
What do you mean?
We're tethered together.
We're boys.
We're the boys.
We're just three boys trying our best to stay afloat. It's a beautiful analogy.
We are a tethered scuba team.
Operating in the dark.
Operating in an emergency situation. Minimum 4 per team, so we'd have to throw someone else in there.
You're the rope, basically. You're the tether. As Jack the Spearman.
Basically.
So we just tie him to us.
Well, you're actually, so there is a worker diver, which I didn't want to put you in front of because you don't love work as a general thing, but standby diver is just as important as worker diver. He checks the work constantly, and if anything happens to the worker diver, he jumps in. The tether literally is just handing us tools and trying to learn his way to get up the rope.
It's all important. You can't go grabbing around for those tools in the dark.
We're way past that.
You're relying heavily on the different hierarchies, but I mean, when we're all down there, I feel like we're all the same.
That's a lovely feeling to have. I mean,
we should invite him for a beer more often. If he's feeling that post-dive,
you guys have been going
for a beer?
You know how we always say we're too parched from breathing in all the dry oxygen? We do go for beers. Sorry, that's a bit rough from us. We have been going for many post-operational beers.
The fourth member is a diving supervisor. He's the guy really running the show.
That's Radio Mike.
Ahoy to also Jacob from Austria.
Jakob.
Hello, Hamish and Andy. My name is Jacob, and I'm from Vienna in Austria.
Beautiful.
Since there have been so many complaints about the tedious upload form on the website, I've thrown together a program that automatically submits WhatsApp voice messages to the website. In other words, you can now finally use WhatsApp to send in your audio recordings. Hamish and Andy, you should have my number. Just text hello, and further instructions will be provided.
Kind ransomer.
Yes.
Like a positive kidnapper.
Isn't that incredible? So suddenly, we look into that.
Let's
be on high alert that it's not like some hack. Anytime someone tells us they've got technology to affect something that we're doing, I'm like,
I trust Jacob, but if it requires us to simply enter our Bitcoin password, I mean, that'd be a dream come true because it would mean we know it.
That's true. But watch this space on that one. Haim, let's get straight into it because there's a big announcement.
Huge news here at Hamish and Andy headquarters. Mail day.
Yeah.
The post has arrived. That doesn't mean that Jack Post is here as a man, although it could. It could mean that.
Yeah.
But no, Ando, one of my shrewd online purchases has turned up. And this thing, sometimes on the internet, it can be not quite what you hoped for. Sometimes you get lucky. Yeah, look at this. Sometimes you get lucky and it's a copper sphere. So it's a beautifully, perfectly round ball of valuable metal, much heavier than you would expect it to be. That was the high watermark. But now the bug assault has arrived.
I've got my hands in it, which is wild because Haim would normally be the first to grab the gun. But we did paper, rock, scissors, and I've won. You always go scissors.
And it just feels like, I do always go scissors. Just feels like in this world to fully test, what this is it's like you put table salt in this toy gun.
Yep.
It's pump action, loads some of the salt in, and it fires a high-velocity blast of salt at house flies. We got a lot of flies in our house, and they provide me with a disproportionate amount of frustration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would love this for the beach house.
Cannot wait to get this home tonight. Take my son on his first hunting trip. We'll wear the bright orange stuff that you wear so you don't accidentally shoot another hunter.
Yes.
Obviously, talk to the government. Might ring up the government beforehand and go, look, we just want to do the right thing. Do we need a permit? We're hunting flies. Can't wait to bag me. Just string them up on the fence outside by their legs. Mm. Gut them, blood them. Just have a huge haul of flies tonight when we go hunting. But to test the power, it just felt like the right thing to do it in here.
Before you arm your son with it, we should test the power.
Yep.
It's very well made. Often things online are very disappointing. This one, Ham.
Yeah. It's very happy to give this a good rap.
It seems robust, doesn't it?
Yeah. And we haven't got a kill with it yet, but it just seems robust.
It was, and it's the Bug Assault 3.0.
Yep. So they've ironed out the kinks.
They've refined it. Mm.
You keep pointing it at me as you're reading the side of it. I just don't want it to go off.
Jack looked really nervous the entire time there.
This is what happens when you grow up in a country without guns. We don't know how to handle them.
Yeah.
No, we treat them all like they're loaded. Jack, from your fake fear to my real fear, because, Andrew, I think you should just shoot me in the chest with it.
I think so. It's got a safety, Jack, so that's why. The safety on.
Well, Andrew, no, that's not,
that's
just
not
ready,
the rule.
Just for any kids listening, that's not the rule with guns. I know, you don't. It's all right, mate. I could waggle it around. I could waggle it in your face, but I've got the safety on.
Very true. Okay. Haim, you're unluckily you're going to be the guinea pig, but it is for obviously safety at home.
This is the thing. Usually you wouldn't want it to hurt that much, but the more it hurts me, the more happy I'll be because I know the more power I'll be unleashing onto those flies. So
where do you want it?
Straight in the chest. Thanks, mate.
Okay. I've here pumped it. Oh, jeepers. It's got.
Yeah, you know that spring. That spring's for real.
Yeah.
It's the real deal.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep. All right. Here we go.
Three, two, one.
Oh, yeah. It's a live reaction. Oh, it gives you a sting.
Oh, it's giving you a little welt and some blood.
And some blood. There is blood, salty blood coming out.
So at least it's cleaning the wound immediately.
Yeah, it is straight away. It's funny because it's going to get blood on my T-shirt, but how do you get blood stains out? You put table salt on them. Now we need a gun that fires soda water. That's no joke.
That's no joke.
Oh, that's killing a fly.
Yeah. So what was I, about 30, 40 centimetres away there?
And it's bleeding. Look at this.
I feel a little bad.
No, don't. I'm happy with this.
So that was 30, 40 centimetres away. So I reckon you can get a fly from, what, a couple of metres?
I reckon it's probably got a lethal range of a metre. And you'd you can get that, you can easily get that close to a fly.
Mm.
It's the frustrating part is when you are in that critical 10 centimeter zone, that's when they move.
Yes.
But they're not getting away from this.
No, and
this
also
is very exciting.
It's actually a very small amount of salt in the air. Because
your salt costs are minimal.
It wasn't so much the cost. Are you going to be cleaning salt up from around the house? But you can't even see where
Were you
gone.
Worried about the.
A little bit.
Yeah, you were, weren't you? I should have guessed that. That's true. The nuisance of a fly can pale in comparison to the one grain of salt on a black bench top or something that could frustrate Ando.
I think they've used a great amount of salt, is my point. I think you'd barely notice it.
And, for regular listeners, they would know that obviously the pepper cannon was...
Disaster.
Awful. This is where this started. Mm. That was classic case of over-engineering.
Yep.
We just don't need that much pepper and no one asked for it. We do need this. And this is the right amount of salt.
And I know
the right
it's predominantly for getting rid of house flies, but you could salt your fish and chips from across the room.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, this has changed the game, hasn't it? Took a while to come, I will say that. Mm. Took a little while to get here. Might order another one. Just because you don't want to be down, you want one, you want a cache. Yeah.
Guys, I was thinking about David and Goliath the other day. Is it out of the Bible or is it just an old chat? It's biblical, isn't it, David and Goliath?
I'm pretty sure it is biblical. I mean, it was. I mean, I think it did happen, but I think it gets exaggerated a little bit.
Well,
you know, the statue of David is David from David and Goliath.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah, that's what he's got over his shoulder, the sling.
Was he nude at the time when he slung the sling?
Everyone used to fight nude.
Really?
And I think it was just a general, well, it wasn't uncommon to fight nude, and it was a generally accepted, you know, no grabbing knobs like a nude.
So you reckon they came out?
A desirable move on the battlefield. Yeah, you wouldn't get like honk. It's more like stick to your swords, stick to your weapons.
Stick to your weapons.
Don't know twiddling.
Yeah, right. Wait, he's not as much as a weakling as I thought he was then, because he's kind of fit physique. Stature of David.
He's jacked. I mean, he's absolutely shredded. But that's, you know, he's got the thing over his shoulder. That's the sling that he used to sling.
The sling and stone. So because they paint it like he's a pipsqueak.
Yeah.
But
yes,
maybe.
I mean, Goliath, it was more the impressive size of Goliath and more the fact that he was, I think David was a shepherd or like just not sort of near the battlefield in a support role, like, you know, sheep, I suppose, rather than a soldier. And he was like, look, I'll go out and I'll take on whoever they were battling, the Goliath.
Well, here's a couple of things that came to mind for me.
Well done. Sorry, just before you move on. Well done. I think it's Michelangelo that did the David.
Yep.
As he's sitting down probably to do the sculpture, one of those smart decisions at the start of a DIY project or a marble sculpting, you know Jack from making your house. Yeah. You make smart decisions early and they pay dividends.
Yep.
If he'd gone, I'm going to do Goliath, twice as much marble.
so much more
work, and you know you've
but
and,
also an odd person to choose.
That's like, I mean, just some smart decisions all around.
Saying I'm going to do the loser, you know, like,
or maybe he went to do both, and he made David, and he's like, well, that was a big job in itself. I'm not going to do Goliath now.
Yeah, it would have been awkward if people were like, oh, very good, and now I assume you'll do Goliath. No. More of just your one off. No sequel.
Two things came to mind for me. I was watching the Winter Olympics, you know, obviously the start of the year, and there's a lot of Bradbury chat. Stephen Bradbury, famous for getting very lucky to win a gold medal. Mm-hmm. Is David thrown a bit of a Bradbury? Like, it's pretty unlikely.
He hit the target. If Goliath had fallen on his own sword.
But he wasn't sitting there going, I reckon I'll kill him with this.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Because the sling.
Like, it's so hard sling. If you didn't rock to the head. Yeah. The exact position.
That's what. But he was going for it. He wasn't just.
Yeah.
Man, he didn't. He was going. I mean, you can't take it away from David. It was a heck of a shot. It was probably the clutch shot of history.
Yes, you're right.
Steph Curry is awesome, but David had one. And I think he called it. Like, I mean, it's been a long time since I've heard the story, but my remembering of the story is like, you know, there was a bit of, hey, boys, watch this. Like, he just had one rock and the sling. Spins around his head, crack, one rock, hits him between the eyes, got him.
But even between the eyes is a very hard way to die. Like, it's a hard part of your head.
That is why we give props to David. Because if he went out there and he threw thousands of rocks and one got lucky, then it's a bit of a, you know, then he's fluked it. But I don't think that was the whole point. He kind of called his shot.
Here's the other thing. Did he get Goliath at the end of Goliath's career?
Possibly.
Like, you know, Muhammad Ali, the guy that beat Muhammad Ali right at the end, you're like, well
he would. There's no doubt it wasn't the start of Goliath's career because he had a rep.
Exactly.
You're right. So he was feared and well known.
When Dermot Brereton came back, ex-AFL star.
Sorry, just chasing the analogy.
Well, I'm saying, like, you, when a guy said to me, oh, I beat Dermot Brereton, it's like, well, what era? Like, was it right at the end of his career or was it the start? So I just wondered whether, I'd love to know the stats, how many battles Goliath had been to, and whether he was just deciding whether to keep going or not.
I think back in the day, as a sort of a fear, like, you know, you look at the Greek heroes and things like that, there weren't too many retirements, were there? You went out, just in that line of work, you just tended to go out swinging.
Gusto check him. Not on us. We've come back full as a gook this year. I think we're well rested. I was worried about the baby daddy over here, like, but he's been
he's
on
finding
fire.
A way. No, he's just riding high on love, and love equals gusto. Love for life, love for his son, love for the show equals gusto. And as they say, first you learn, then you teach.
Yeah.
We have learnt gusto. Now it is our job to teach it to the world or at the very least to critically analyze it in other places. We did a gusto check on a cafe called Gusto Cafe. Gusto Cafe.
Cafe Gusto. Yeah.
Cafe Gusto. Just throwing the us in there to my wife as a little nod. Yeah. She remains the only person on earth to refer to it as Gusto, but she's not giving up. She's dug in that position. We did a Gusto check on Cafe Gusto. They did not do great.
No.
They had some redeeming features, but the way it seemed to work, and what we realized is after the show, we're like, I think we've stumbled upon something here. A Gusto audit.
It's quite fun.
It's quite fun, and it's like being a mystery shopper. And if any show's the show to do it, I think we're the show to do it. So we can we do another one?
Yeah, if you've got any businesses that you'd want to check the Gusto on, you might be a part owner, or you might be visiting there, or it's just a new shop
simply,
in the street.
Yeah, you might have a carpet cleaning franchise that's just opened up around the corner, and you think, do I want to go in there and talk to them about the carpets? I'd like to know how much Gusto they're going to have before I go in.
Yep.
I think a critical part of nominating stores for a Gusto audit is obviously there can be no heads up.
No.
Yeah, this has to be a genuine double blind.
Yep.
You know, it's great to want to know the Gusto of a store, but you certainly can't let them know that sometime in the next few weeks they could be getting audited. It doesn't work like that.
Then they've got time to
clean house and, you know, pep everyone up. And, you know, we need to know the natural level of Gusto.
Yeah, spot on. Send them in at hamishnandy.com. In the meantime, we said we'd do another one of these with quick turnarounds. So it was a couple of weeks back. So we thought we'd go with our favourite roof rack store, Roof Carrier Systems.
Family owned and operated.
What was the term used for the...
They were Huggy on Gold referred to them as dope roof racks.
Dope roof racks.
Dope roof racks.
Which
dope racks.
Haven't gone down the path of adding that on a big sign out the front. I think they've missed a trick at Roof Carrier Systems. But my brother-in-law owns it, my sister.
It's a family associated business here, Ando, and certainly the... Well, I was going to say the roof rack store of choice for us and Jack's radio station. We know that's not to be
only
true.
Only mid-mornings.
Definitely up not. And relegated.
Definitely
it's
only
taken out of prime time.
Breakfast show's choice of roof rack store.
Breakfast show has no interest, no need for extra storage.
Haim, you'll have to do this just in case my brother-in-law picks up. His name's Paul. He knows you as well, but I reckon you'll get around it. What do we want? We're judging Gusto on the greeting. So
the greeting,
how they take the message.
I think it was four categories last time.
Yes, the greeting. Yep. Then
what do I ask for? I think I might ask for.
What is a bike rack? You know all about your bike rack.
Yeah, so need a bike rack.
Need a bike rack.
What about a large order? Like you want to get something that they wouldn't hear every day.
Oh yeah.
What about this? Just to go look. I'll be honest with you. There's online. There's you guys. I live 50 kilometers away. Why should I come into the store?
Love it. Right. And then the goodbye.
Yep.
Wow, that's great. So we've got...
I just say I need two bike racks.
Yep. Bike rack. And then
Why should I come in?
Wow. So Jack, out of 10, we're going to write that down.
Yep.
And then we'll see how they went afterwards. Good luck.
Here we go.
Roof Carrier Systems, Paul speaking.
Hey, mate. Ronco's my name. How are you, mate?
Good. How can I help?
Mate, I am looking for some bike racks. What? I need two? What's your best ones?
Best bike carrier is the Tula Pro Ride 598.
Oh, gee, you sound pretty certain.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. How much are they?
They are they're $359 per bike carrier.
Okay, pretty good. Look, I live about 50 k's away. Could get it online. Why should I come in?
If you want them fitted up, of course, that's one thing. If you want them key to lock, we could do that as well. If you're in town, if you're in the area, then it makes it easy.
It'd be a special trip in.
Okay. Well, sorry. What do you want me to do?
should I make the trip?
If you'd like to come and get it, then sure. We've got them in stock, ready to go.
I think I'm going to come in.
All right. No worries.
Okay. Good afternoon.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Pretty good. Our pens were flying in here, scoring, rescoring.
God, there's a lot to unpack, isn't there?
Yeah, there
I
is.
Mean, this is, if this is a TV show, you go to an ad break because
we can't do this. We'd almost have to have one of those, like, you know, after the show shows to discuss it, where Joel Creasy and someone else has a chat about what happened.
All right. Greeting was great, I thought.
He was, yeah, very high spirits. And I know, you mean, he's your brother-in-law. You probably speak to Paul every day. But
I was nervous for him. Mm.
Seemed higher, way more energy than I was expecting. So yep. I'm going, geez. And you don't want to be accused of nepotism here and like family favoriting, but almost a 9.
Mm. Ooh.
I went an 8, just 8? Again, because I was trying to be, again, I don't want to be accused of being biased. It's like when I was playing underage cricket, my dad was umpiring all the time and gave me out for nothing all the time because he didn't want to be accused the ball, of being
biased. Sometimes before the ball had been bowled. incorrect stance. Oh, Dad, he hasn't even bowled it.
One time on the way over in the car, I said, Dad, you just got to stop giving me out. He goes, they'll accuse us of cheating. It's like, it wasn't LB, mate.
Anyway. And but to his credit, never an official probe, SADA or otherwise.
Greeting 8. I thought.
Okay,
I gave him a 7 out of 10. I thought it was chipper, but there was room for more gusto.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
the information on the bike.
Give us your best bike racks. Without a doubt, he knew what he was selling, didn't he?
And I thought he was. I gave that one a 9.
Wow. I gave it a 5. I wrote rushed next to that. Like he didn't want to spend the time with you.
Okay, but is it about, is gusto ever, I mean, let's just check
there's
what
a difference between here. There's a difference between customer service and customer service. Customer service is what he gave, and that is just a high impact performance. Yeah,
I think you're right, actually. Yeah. I was, I'm going to upgrade that to a 7.
Okay.
So I reckon it's about a 7.5, 2. Okay. 7.5, 8. It was heaps of information. That's impressive. I also get the feeling he says that sentence a lot every day. So I'm actually scoring him for trying to add a little bit of emotion to a thing I think he says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is so why should I come in?
This is where we started
trading blows. he did not want to stake his claim. He didn't want to go all in on saying if you make a 1 hour drive, it will be worth your while. And I thought he could have had more gusto. I think he actually went the real chilled out option there, didn't he?
Well, I was replaying it, I thought he did a great job early and then got salty. So he went with, didn't he say,
what do you want me to say?
What are you looking for? I think he said you can get the same keys to them and get them fully fitted up, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, he's doing well. And then you went, yeah, but why should I come? And he's like, well, what do you want me to say? That was, again.
Interesting though, it is customer service versus customer service. He said it with gusto.
You're right, actually. I gave him a 4 because it seemed short with you, but it was full of gusto.
I'm upgrading mine now to an 8 as well.
Yeah, I think actually he was just shirty with gusto. So I think the actual gusto ordered is sky high.
Yeah, and then goodbye. I mean, he was a bit annoyed with you. I would have been as well.
It is hard to have a high gusto goodbye.
That's true. It's not a, I mean, bye.
You've made my day.
It's a very strange way to finish up.
Now, everyone listening to this, if you are near the phone in your place of work, you should start doing high gusto goodbyes just in case it's us. Because it is an easy place to pick up a 10. It's one word and you can get a 10. But it is weird.
I gave him a 4 out of 10
That's
for the goodbye.
Yeah, the 4 or yeah,
five, five, five and fours. Yeah, but it's a traditionally low scoring category.
I would say 7 if I'm averaging.
He's averaged that. 7.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, it's the afternoon of an average day, and if you can be pulling 7s, to a guy that is pushing back a little bit on you to sell in the distance from his house. He's done a good job. Shop's in safe hands.
No, I'm actually proud of him. If you've got any more customer service,
please check your customer service.
Suggestions for us, hit us up at hamishandandy.com.
Ando.
Mm.
This special skill came into my side of the fence. I wafted it under your nose and you said, yes, please. Young man named Nick, nominated by his buddy James.
Yep.
Because James has witnessed Nick's magic. Nick is unstoppable on a skill tester. He cites, in James's submission, he cites a lot of amazing instances, the big one being the Port Ferry pub, where he won 6 kids' toys. Amazing. Legend has it, adults were crowding around just feeding the boys money, going, keep winning the kids' toys. You're amusing the kids. We'll keep buying you guys jugs. James has gone, you've got to see Nick's skill to believe it.
Haim, and we got to thank first Carly, our producer out there, because she's organised a skill tester to be in the building through the Legends at Arcade events, arcadehire.com.au. That's where we get... Every time we need a skill tester, we go to them.
never gone to anyone else. And obviously, by mentioning their name, you know, we get it for a discounted rate. Mm. And by mentioning Carly's name, we get her to work for free today. So good little deal for us. That's the way these things work.
She gives us a great thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up. She's happy with that. Gets the name out there. So, of course, no need for any payment.
Any remuneration. Hey, the skill tester is outside. We're going to go to a different part of the building. Nick and his mate James are there as well. Let's pick up the action over there.
Well, this is exciting, isn't it, Ham?
This is so interesting. Okay, so we've got Nick. You've come into, we've set up sort of like a little pretend arcade in here.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm good. Feeling a bit nervous, ready to go.
Yeah. James dobbed you in. We've got James in the...
James, come over here for a quick word. Can you talk us through, you've seen him do it firsthand?
Seen it live. It's pretty special. He's always liked the claw machine, but in Port Ferry when he won the toys for the kids, that's when it was cemented.
Give us the... What was the Port Ferry moment? What are your stats from Port Ferry?
Stats were I won, I think it was 6 toys for the kids that were there.
Mm. Yep.
And the parents were coming over, giving us money to play with and giving us jugs of beer.
Yeah.
Because we were keeping the kids away from them for a while.
And there was actually a few double toy grabs in one.
Two for one claw grabs in there.
Cool. He went back to Port Ferry on the weekend and they're still talking about it in the pub. He's back.
We're a pub specialist, but.
And you do sort of have like quite long Jesus like hair. Yes, so you're sort of like a mythical figure.
Like, oh my God, he rose again.
I can see you looking at the quality of toy in the skill tester.
Yeah,
what are your initial thoughts?
Well, a few big toys in there. I usually like to go for the ones with the big body, limbs hanging off it, close to the exit.
To paint the picture for people at home, we've got a few Toy Story characters in there. Woody doll and Jesse, friend from Toy Story 2.
And then NBA...
pillows?
Soft pillow toys.
I mean, they're kind of these weird...
Yeah.
They're meant to look like NBA players, but they're really just like kind of an oblong with arms hanging off them.
Not the highest quality. I'm not sure what team that is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put that through the wash.
Yeah, neither.
But then again, I would definitely wash it before you gave it to a kid.
Here are the terms. Haim and I have a number in mind.
Yeah.
2 to 3 has got you a coin for sure.
A coin, yeah.
I mean, anyone getting anything out of a skill test is...
Yeah.
Okay.
Tricky. So let's just go 3 then.
3's got you a coin.
We've got another number in mind, which will give you an 8 coin if you pull it off.
Okay.
But what conditions do you need? It sounds like we needed to have a jug of beer in here.
Yeah, probably.
We should point out that this one, Ham, is omnidirectional. It's not like, you know, some skill testers are, you only get one turn right and one turn forward.
Yes, I was going to say that. These are the good ones then.
Yep. This is the good one?
Yeah, joystick type. Yep, that's right.
Do you think you can get a Woody or a Jesse out of this?
They look pretty heavy. I don't know. I guess we're going to have to wait and see. But
would you grab Woody by his head?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to get that toy out of the way first, that flat one there in the middle, and then have a go at him that way. But
cheapest.
Just like an you're always thinking 2 or 3 layers deep.
Chess player, isn't he?
You know, you've got to adapt.
Okay, well...
Andy's got
coin
10.
Number one.
Coin number one.
I've handed Nick his first coin. He's called James in to the side-on position.
James, you're spotting. What are you looking for on the side?
I'm just looking for his call. If he tells me am I too far right, I'll call him out. I'll just listen to what he needs.
All right. Well, what a spotter.
He's here to serve.
Okay, good luck, Nick.
Let's go. All right, before we start this is a game of skill and it's a lot of luck, so I think you both owe me $1 and bring the total up to 12.
Yes,
I like it.
I don't have any more dollars on me.
I can give you a bow, but I know that's not what you're asking. Give you 12 tokens.
Oh, we'll go 12 total.
How's the last minute negotiation? First time that has ever happened to us.
Okay.
Ready to go?
Yep.
Let's do this.
No music. Look at his eyes. Look, I'm fascinated.
What do you reckon, Jimmy? How's that looking?
Yeah, I reckon. Let's just test the waters first. Oh,
got a nice twist on that.
Looking good.
Oh, jeez. Got some good movement.
Usually I need a couple of dollars in before I start grabbing, so.
Okay, here we go.
What are we looking for, the basketball?
I'm going to go the same one. Just let it drop. Here we go.
Oh, my God!
Oh, he's got it!
This is no joke! This is no joke!
Wow!
He's got it!
He's on!
Okay, he's on!
Oh, gee, he's watched it straight away.
Oh, Big Nicky.
Let's go.
James, you didn't even quite help him there.
I knew it was on as soon as you
watched. Should we go?
I actually didn't think those things were possible to pick up.
This one's looking all right.
I'm working easy in a good area.
How are we looking, Jimmy?
A bit more left.
That's close.
Oh!
So he's one from three.
One from three.
There you go, son.
On track then,
as long
track.
As you share the toy with your
you
sister.
You want to get under his head.
It's so much of it comes down to when the claw drops.
It's got a bit of twist, yeah.
It has a bit of twist, so you really...
Are you allowing for the twist?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Wow, he's allowing for the twist.
Ooh, not bad, not bad.
Oh! Needed to tuck under the head.
I know.
So after some initial success, Nick was one win from four goes. And he'd really honed in on one particular woody doll that he liked the look of.
Back towards the back of the box.
Do you like it?
Good.
No. Oh, okay.
One more shot on this and I'm going to have to move on.
Sheepers. It's a tough box today.
Yeah, it is pretty
tough.
One
wordle, sometimes like, oh, it's a tough
It is pretty
word.
Tough. Usually
yeah,
if
this
it's
is full of P's, C's, K's, maybe a double O.
Oh, it's good. That's good. That's
oh,
good.
It's
that's
oh!
It's a drop.
We're going to go one more.
We need to go to Woody. You need
I don't know if it's going to grab.
I don't think. I think the Woody's head. Legs are so stuck underneath. Mm.
But look at Woody's face. He's sort of daring you to get him.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like Nick's heading back to the same one. He's had a number of goes.
A lot of time on this doll.
It's a big investment. Want to make sure it's worth it.
Oh, just
greedy.
Come on, it's all right. Relax.
Despite James's encouragement. And some very close calls.
That looks good.
Oh!
Nick was struggling.
I'm getting a bit frantic now.
Nick's obsession with the Woody doll had left him needing two toys from only three remaining goes.
Oh.
And I thought it was time for some help.
Three to go, two required.
It's just target selection at the moment, isn't it? It's a bit of a crapshoot.
Oh, they're really in bad positions.
It looks like a tough box. I'm going to go reshuffle him. I know it's controversial, but
it's what you dream of.
You're not allowed to, obviously, at the parlour, but we're in charge of this one.
No excuses now.
It's only fair.
So after a quick reshuffle of the toys, Nick had his eye on a new prize. It was game on. All right, Nick, he sent the claw back. It's a bit to the left. Looks like he's going for the flat. What is it, Oklahoma City? No, Warriors doll.
Warriors player.
I reckon it'll slip down the side.
Oh,
what do you reckon?
Don't listen to me. Yours was killed.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Was that the right idea, though, that's... Nick? And we can just tweak it from there.
Yeah.
Okay, you need two from two.
Pressure.
I didn't work all week for you just to shove it in this machine.
Yep.
That looks good.
Oh!
Okay, you need two toys in one grab now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
It's happened before.
I've been in position before. What's
what are we
doing?
Going for?
You got to go What's for the Woody and the pink.
Do you got two Woodies?
Two Woodies?
Two Woodies. Double Woodies.
These hips just look so grabbable, don't they?
How's that?
Do you like it, Jane?
I like it.
I like it as well.
Oh, it snagged.
Oh, and he went deeper.
It's over.
Oh, my wow. God.
You got the one.
Disappointing.
I know.
No, it's okay. We were sad. Nick was devastated. However, with the keys to the claw, naturally, I wanted to explore the ancient secrets of this machine further.
I know this didn't end the way we wanted it to, but I want to give you the chance to do something I don't think you ever would have done. A thrill for a skill testing champion.
Okay.
Because we have the keys to this thing,
yeah.
We could open it up and you can actually feel the grip strength of the claw,
okay.
Which you never would have felt before.
No, that's an inside information.
No human hand would have ever felt the grip strength.
That's a great idea.
And I want to feel it too.
I would imagine that too.
All right.
I've got a theory that...
You have to pump a certain amount of money into them before they actually grab.
They get stronger.
Yeah. Well, they do it like they might do it one every $5, they'll give a good grab.
Yep.
Well, let's blow that wide open here.
Do we need a dollar in there?
Oh, we need a token, Dad. You ready?
Yep, drop it. Oh, just go forward a bit. There we go.
That looks good.
All right, Nick. You are about to feel something no human being ever gets to feel, let alone a skill testing champion. Let's grip strength of the claw.
Oh! No joke, I actually grabbed my
hand. With the hand!
It's strong.
It's actually strong. Try it.
I don't believe it for a second.
I thought you were doing a funny. I'm dead serious. I thought you were doing a funny
laugh. Unless that was the one grab that it does. That was dead serious, grab my arm.
Oh, wow, that is pathetically weak. That's so weak.
Yours is that. That must have been the grab.
I mean, you feel it, Andrew. That, I mean, maybe my arm was too heavy.
It picked up his hand.
Yeah, but I mean, was it?
It actually did pick my hand up. Hold on.
Let's do a good one. Yep, very much as expected. It's like a dead fish handshake.
Must have been a good grab.
Amazing.
Interesting.
Let's just see if it can actually hold the strength of this.
Oh, I have a good idea.
Just see if it can actually hold it. Yeah, go. All right, so I'm feeding the woody doll into the claw and...
Can't hold it.
I actually can't hold it.
Nick, thanks for coming in.
No worries.
Token of no value for you.
Thank you.
It's quite amazing to be able to operate inside of this. It is. No arguments over the teddy.
Okay, I'll keep that for the rest of my life.
My favourite player.
Monday, we'll Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Beautiful. Okay,
enjoy it, boys.
Thank you.
Ando,
mm-hmm.
We haven't visited the health food stars for a little while, and nor will we in this segment, but this is supermarket related, right. Something that's come to my attention. A couple of, I suppose, awards that I want to hand out. Now, I don't have an official award made
up. Oh, wow. So you're giving the awards.
I would like to recognise a category, actually.
Right.
Well,
This is how these things work. They're like award ceremonies are just made up generally by the community or the sector of businesses because they just want to be out of brag. Yeah.
Name to me an award that isn't made up. And I'm not having a go here, but, you know, Olympic gold medal is made up because we invented it. We made up a thing called the Olympics.
Yes.
Now, I have a lot of respect for the hoops you must jump through.
Yeah.
Well, not yet a sport, but only hope. You know, to get it. But that's how these things work. Yeah. You know, you just put enough time and effort in, you've got a governing body, bing, bang, boom, you've got awards. All right. Hamish Blake's Name and Shame Supermarket Heroes and Villains Award.
Oh, wow.
So there is a slight villain.
A bad award.
Do you know who I would like to recognise? Mm. It's not a specific company, but I will name some that do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should all appreciate the sauce companies that produce an upside down bottle, a flat topped bottle,
yep.
Right? So it's always ready to squeeze out
when
you get the sauce. Now, not every sauce company does it. Some only do it. Yep. Some only do a flat top bottle.
Yep.
Here's why we must salute them. Of course, it makes more sense for it to be upside down. It's ready to go.
You don't have to do the putt-putt on the back of the bottom.
Gravity does the work while we're having free time.
Yeah.
We're mucking around watching TV. We're outside in the garden. All the while, gravity is pushing that sauce to the tip of the bottle.
Yeah.
So we don't have to waste time doing it when it's sausage time.
Yep.
So these companies, that's a clever invention.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, they are taking a hit. They're taking a hit because we don't use as much sauce.
We don't use as much sauce.
It comes out faster. In the hands of an unskilled squirter, maybe.
You're saying you can portion it easier because it's ready to go. Whereas when you're doing the big squirt on a bottle that has a pointy top,
you
get way more than you need.
Okay, well, here's who deserves a huge well done.
Okay. Clear sourced things too, because you can see the volume of sauce and then you know they're making it easy for us to do the right amount.
Yes.
Right? When you've got the upside down bottles, you've got the screw top bottle, you do leave sauce in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's more annoying and you get the explosion.
It's coming to my mind that no one's got it perfect. Every time you're describing a bottle to me, I'm thinking of a different bottle. Like, is there a clear flat top out there for sauce?
Sweet Baby Rose.
Right.
Yeah.
So
one of my favourite sauces. Tomato World?
Tomato World.
Don't know. A Heinz, I think. You might see a Heinz see-through.
Or just have a see-through window slit.
Yep, fuel gauge.
Yeah.
Give us a fuel gauge. Like you have on lawnmowers. Yeah. We just want to see how much fuel could be in there.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, because you don't have the sauce explosion. The sauce explosion, they must know at sauce headquarters.
Mm.
If they, especially the glass bottled, you know.
The glass is the hardest.
The glass is stupid. Mm. They must know, like, keep it there, guys. Because every third or fourth use of the sauce, someone's using 10 portions and they can't get it back in. That's why we make the top so small.
Yep. And
they can't get it back in, so they have to keep buying more. So they would know when you go an upside down bottle. We're going to get less customers,
That's
but
true.
We're going to get happier customers.
But people on the glass bottles, the ones that you have to kind of, you know, it's like a 500ml buddy type top, mouth at the top. You always give up when you get to the bottom of that one.
That's what I mean. Because yeah, you leave sauce in there.
You leave
go back
heaps
earlier.
Of sauce in there because you're like, I can't be bothered trying to work this all the way down.
Yep. That's what I mean. And that's why you're back at the supermarket faster for a re-up. So those glass bottle companies know you're spending more on sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You're visiting 10 times to a squeezy's 6.
I think it could be that ratio. I'm with you now. Yeah, sorry if I was just repeating what you're saying, but yes. Yeah.
No, that's it. I'm glad. No, that helps. So kudos to the upside down sauce community, because I think you're taking a hit in your bottom line so we can be a happier customer. So you win my Heroes Award if you're making that kind of sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting you mentioned the buddy. The Coca-Cola buddy bottle. Let me just run through a few brands and you just tell me the classic volume of the bottle. Okay. I mean, like a Coke, bottle of Coke.
600
ml. Yep. What else have you got?
You got your 390 these days. You've also got a can at 375.
Go up from 600 for me.
Oh, yeah. So we're looking at, isn't it go straight to a litre?
1.25.
Sorry.
1.25. That's the classic, isn't it, Jack? 1.25. That is the classic soft drink.
And then a 2 litre.
And then 2 litre, yes. 3 litre mega tanker. I think so they dabbled with a 4 for a while.
Mm.
What about Schweppes, Jack? I mean, you get your 500, 600 ml bottle of Schweppes.
Yep.
And then what about if you go up from there?
1.25, I'd say.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought, Jack. 1.25.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Schweppes does not make. A 1.25.
Oh, what do they
mean? Schweppes is 1.1.
Oh.
And I reckon, I only realized this the other day, I reckon we've thought it was 1.25
for decades. Yes.
They do not make one. I would have thought that a bottle of Coke, or like a bottle of Sprite, is the same as a bottle of lemonade. It's just like, which flavor do you want, right? I reckon they're keeping it quiet.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever talk about it. No. I mean, they have to legally put it on, but it's pretty small.
Yeah.
And it just is in the kind of a font, which gives the impression that they know they're getting away with it.
And it's not shorter. It's thinner.
It's thinner.
And I reckon
and they cone the bottle. Yeah. So it's definitely made to look the same as a 1.25. And when you look at the 1.1, I mean, I was staring at it in disbelief, going, how long has this been going on? But I'm like, this is the normal Schweppes bottle.
Yeah.
Because we just had some lemonade. I was like, this is the normal Schweppes bottle. And it's 1.1.
Wow.
When did they shave 150 mil out of this? Well, hang on. They always have. They've been doing this for years. No one's had the guts to call them on it.
Hamie, you've blown that wide open. Without the 7-minute padding that normally happens at
I've accidentally blown something wide open. You look at next time in the supermarket, look at the Schweppes, then look at the font, and you tell me that's not the font of someone that when it says 1.1 litres, just trying to change the subject, like trying to pretend that they don't know why you're asking. Like it's written in such a way that you can hear it pronounced like, 1.1, what's the big deal? How's your day been?
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.